You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Pablo Torre, and for Mike Wilbon. Tony, thank you so much for inviting me back.
Tracy, he thinks I invited him. What do I say?
Oh, come on.
Oh, hi. Yes, I invited you. I'm so happy that you are here.
Yeah, good assist, Tracy. Very convincing lines you just fed my co-host today. Great.
Pablo doesn't think you helped on that. No. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. Wilbon is load managing, so I'm joined today by our great friend, the host of the ESPN Daily Podcast, Pablo Torre. Good, honest cheering. I like that. And we begin again today with Brian Flores suing the NFL for class action based on racial discrimination. One of the points in his lawsuit is a charge by Flores that Miami owner Steve Ross offered to pay Flores $100,000 for each loss in 2019, presumably to gain a higher draft pick. Today we are hearing from former Cleveland Browns coach Hugh Jackson that he was offered bonus money to lose games as well. Jackson says he can, quote, back up every word he says, unquote. Pablo, what kind of problem is this for the NFL?
Tony, this is the problem for the NFL. Among many problems, I think this might be the biggest one. And I can say that as somebody who probably has spent more time reporting on and thinking about tanking, for better and for worse, than anyone else in our profession. Allow me to remind you what the number one rule of Tank Club is. Don't talk about Tank Club. The reality is that the league knows that teams are tanking. They know they have a system with the draft that incentivizes losing in order to get the best prospects. Stephen Ross would have gotten Joe Burrow if he had gotten his way in that 2019 season. The incentives are all aligned as such for everyone. However, what you can't do is bring this stuff out of the shadows and out onto Front Street. And now we're getting allegations that there is proof somewhere that this is verifiable. And Tony, that is where the integrity of the game thing, the image of that has to be defended pretty much at all costs if you're a viable enterprise.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. The Cleveland Browns have denied line by line that they ever offered money. The owner of the Cleveland Browns then is the owner now, Jimmy Haslam. And if this is true, he should be stripped of the team. No question about it, because of the integrity of the game. This is just as bad as a referee shaving points in order to, you know, make money for himself. This is a terrible thing to do if indeed it's true in either case. You can't ask players to lose. You can't do that. People talk about tanking all the time. On this show, Wilbon always talks about tanking. And he says, oh, the following teams in the NBA should tank to get the first draft pick. But if I presented to him that either of these owners actually offered an incentive to tank, he would be horrified, and rightly so. Because tanking is a sort of romantic, abstract concept to help your team in the future. But players don't tank. Herm Edwards didn't say we play to lose the game. And if Steve Ross offered this money to Flores, and Flores, to his everlasting credit, declined, he should be stripped of his team. Because people are betting on games now, Pablo, with the aid and abetting of the leagues themselves. And you have to at least say to the bettors, this is an honest turn you're going to get. And this would not be.
Yeah, Tony, I want to be clear, too. The reason why teams tank is that it makes sense. Right? It makes sense if there's a superstar quarterback out there that could save your franchise. The problem is you have to institute reforms, right? The NFL does not have a lottery right now. The NBA, at the very least, has one. I think a draft lottery in the NFL is in the offing. But I also think that this is all, I mean, I'm with Mike, right? Like, I think it's a good idea. I also wish teams never had to make the choice to do it in the first place.
I understand that you say it's a good idea. But if you found out that, in fact, a coach was paid to lose the game, you would say get rid of the coach and get rid of the owner.
Yes, Yes, I think that is also fair, which speaks to the system being incredibly, incredibly messed up.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I want to move to a different NFL franchise now trying to distance itself from its sordid history because the Washington football team has announced that it will now be known as the Washington Commanders. And the move does away with the placeholder that many had hoped would become permanent. You have been in Washington, I'm doing the math here, for like 40 years now, Tony.
How do you feel? 42.
How do you feel about the Commanders?
Okay, so let me be clear. It stinks, okay? It's terrible. There's nothing in it that isn't terrible, all right? All of these military nicknames are terrible. Commanders is terrible. Admirals is terrible. Defenders is terrible. Brigade is terrible. Armada is terrible and stupid because there's no ocean in Washington, D.C., and you can't sail an armada, you know, up the Potomac River. All right. Now, they had the Washington football team. People really liked that in Washington. It was odd at first, but then they got used to it and they came to like it. It's unique. Nobody has anything like it. It's sort of Euro in its way. I really liked it and hoped that they would keep it. There is a much more severe problem here, and I want to credit my friend David for pointing this out to me a couple of days ago. If this is a Commanders is a three-syllable nickname, much like Timberwolves. Nobody ever writes out Timberwolves. It's T-Wolves or it's Wolves. Names are shortened. If you're not the Jets, your name is shortened. Even the Giants became the Gents. So there's going to be a headline writer at the Washington Post that's going to shorten the Washington Commanders to the Commies. It's going to be the Commies in the capital of the United States of America, in the beating heart of democracy. You're going to have the Washington Commies. You can't have this. Where's Joe McCarthy when you need him? Did no one in this organization realize you're going to be the Commies?
Yeah, no, it's a great point, comrade. It really is. It really is. The Buccaneers are the Bucks. The Patriots are the Pats. The Cardinals are the Cards. The 49ers are the Niners. This is how it works.
Yeah.
I just want to point something out, though, because you raised a very good point that I'm just considering now. We get used to names even if we hate them, right? Michael B. Jordan is a person I just consider his own guy now. That's insane. There's a Michael Jordan. In fact, Tony, tell me how you felt about the name of this program. Because I feel like you also had an evolutionary curve in terms of accepting the fate that you had been dealt.
Well, I mean, I thought when they first told me, pardon the interruption, I thought that's really long, it's really stupid, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
But then it became PTI. And again, that's why this team will be the Commies. The Washington football team did one great thing. They announced it on 2/2/22. That's brilliant.
Oh, you
but
love
it's
that.
The wrong name. Everything they do is wrong lately. They haven't won in 30 years. So if you're your age, Pablo, and you grew up here, you would never see the team win. So this is not, it's not good. I think I speak for everyone in Washington when I say it. We move on. The United States men's national soccer team plays a World Cup qualifier tonight against Honduras. The site is St. Paul, Minnesota, outdoors in what is expected to be bone-chilling weather. The temperature at game time is forecast to be 3 degrees with a minus 13 wind chill. The United States specifically picked this site because they felt in part that cold weather would be disadvantageous to a team from Central America. Pablo, is frigid weather an advantage or a disadvantage for the United States team?
It's a disadvantage, Tony, because they're massively more talented. This is not your father's U.S. men's national team. This is a team with players that play for Chelsea and Juventus and all of these top European clubs. And Honduras, I believe the coach was just quoted like this past week as saying that, you know, his job is, quote, unpleasant. They're 0-7 and 3, I believe. They don't need any sort of a help, which I do think weather and all the chaos that extreme conditions would provide to a lesser squad.
So I really like the Capital Weather Gang in Washington. I'm one of those people that reads all the weather and looks at all the apps and so on and so forth. So I'm going to say this about this weather. If this were Norway and we were Norwegians and it was always cold and we practiced and we played in this, it would be an advantage for us. But it's not Norway. I know Norway. I covered the Lillehammer Olympics and I remember this being told by a bunch of Norwegians early in the run there. There's no such thing as cold weather, only inferior clothing.
Yes.
You are going to send these people out in St. Paul on both sides in shorts, in this weather, in shorts. You can't wear a hat. The goalies sort of stand around for a while. Let me tell you what the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities said. I want to quote this. If you have outdoor plans, make sure to dress appropriately. Frostbite can occur in as little as 10 to 20 minutes. Is that what we want, Pablo? Johnny had to leave the game because of frostbite? This is stupid.
First off, you stole my only Nordic idiom. I was going to say that line about bad clothing, so kudos to you, tip of my invisible cap. But you're right. This is a jet stream from the North Pole. Like, they don't need this. I mean, I think the U.S. men's national team, U.S. soccer, is generally afraid still of, like, you know, hostile territory. They want home games. They're afraid of, I guess, Honduran fans showing up. That's plagued the U.S. before in the past. We're better than this. We're better than this, and we should be warmer than this.
Let me just one small note about our coach, Greg Berhalter, I think his name is, who's an obvious cowboy. Here's some quotes from him. The weather is a mindset. It's mind over matter. Once you get sweaty, you're good to go. And he says of Honduras, this will hit them like they've never been hit before. It's going to hit us, too. And this is the same Berhalter who a couple of days ago said that Canada had never seen anything like our physicality. And we lost 2-0 to Canada.
We did.
Let's take a break. Coming up, which quarterback would you rather have in the Super Bowl, Matthew Stafford or Joe Burrow?
And there's a lot of speculation that Aaron Rodgers is going to end up on the Broncos, but should he prefer to replace Tom Brady on the Bucks? Toss up is next.
You weren't born during the Lillehammer Olympics. How did you hear that line?
I was sold a very expensive parka once, and that's what they told me.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, proclaiming victory, even though privately he's not so sure he won because he has degree envy. What's first?
Toss-up, which quarterback would you rather have in the Super Bowl, Matthew Stafford or Joe Burrow?
So let me be clear about this. I love Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is going to be great. I think he's a great and natural leader. I think he is a great passer. If Joe Burrow was a stock, I would buy Joe Burrow. But on the day that Matthew Stafford was traded from the Lions to the Rams, I sat on this show and I said, the Rams are going to make the Super Bowl and Matthew Stafford is going to be the MVP. Now, I was wrong on him being the MVP, but I walked in the door with Matthew Stafford. I'm going to walk out the door with Matthew Stafford. He's been pretty good so far in the playoffs. Pablo, he's got 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. He should have had 2 interceptions, but it was dropped. It was dropped. This team, the Rams, reminds me, and I'm old enough to remember this, of the George Steinbrenner Yankees, the best team money could buy. And he stocked up on stars, and he stocked up on stars because he felt that when the light got brightest, the stars stepped up. This game is made for Matthew Stafford.
Tony, I know you're jealous. You're jealous of the fact that I can say Joe Burrow because I don't have the sunk cost fallacy of making a pick that has partially paid off. You're jealous. Right. You're jealous because when the lights get brightest, Joe Burrow in an elimination game has not lost since he started playing college football. Tony, Matthew right. Stafford is excellent. I know the Rams went all in, but Matthew Stafford also led the league in interceptions. He led the league in pick sixes. Joe Burrow, I don't fully understand because he has a confidence that I personally cannot relate to. But my God, I feel confident in him being great in a game that matters.
I can't argue. I'm moving on. What's next?
Toss up, more attractive quarterback opening for Aaron Rodgers, the Broncos or the Buccaneers?
There is no question about this, that the Buccaneers is more attractive. If the Buccaneers re-sign Chris Godwin, if they re-sign Leonard Fournette and they've got Mike Evans, you have, as you've seen the last 2 years, a team that will go deep into the playoffs. They yep. just won the Super Bowl a year ago, and they had a real chance to win it again this year. But Aaron Rodgers can't go there because the comparison to Tom Brady will be onerous to Aaron Rodgers. If he doesn't win there, he will have no legacy and he will be ridiculed. So he's got to go to Denver. Even though Denver hasn't won since Peyton Manning, and even though, you know, Denver is in the same division as Kansas City, as the Chargers, he's got to go there. If he wins in Tampa Bay, they'll just say, well, Brady did it already.
Yeah,
if he wins yeah. in Denver, it's a bigger deal. And I think, and honestly, I would go to Tampa Bay because the path to the Super Bowl is easier through
yeah,
Tampa
Bay. Yeah, I mean, no, Tony, you're right. You're right about this. I mean, if you're advising him on a sort of football level, yeah, go to the Bucs, go to a team whose owner will do whatever you want, basically, whose GM is basically your employee. That's how Jason Light and Tom Brady worked out their arrangement beautifully, by and large. But man, if you are Aaron Rodgers, and we know Aaron Rodgers cares very, very deeply about public perception.
Yes.
What's the best case scenario? What's the best case scenario? You just did what Brady did. Congratulations. You can't do it. You can't do it for that reason. I agree.
Yeah, gotta go to Denver. That's it. I proclaim victory. There's a certain hollowness to the way I did that. Let's take one last break, but still to come. If the Suns win their 11th in a row, but Wilbon isn't here, well, we have to talk about it.
And Daryl Morey, Tony, still has 8 days to move Ben Simmons, so will it happen?
It's an unbelievable story that Ben Simmons hasn't played a minute and is still on that team, and they haven't done anything.
$19 million he has paid to not be coached by Doc Rivers. Incredible.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 70th birthday, Dave Casper. The tight end is in both the college and pro football halls of fame. Casper played on Notre Dame's 11-0 national champions in 1973 and caught four passes for 70 yards and a touchdown in Oakland's win over Minnesota in Super Bowl XI. Casper, who had the great nickname of Ghost, played 11 years in the NFL, mostly with the Raiders, and was first-team All-Pro four times. But Casper is best known for the Holy Roller play. In a 1978 game against the Chargers, the Raiders trailed 20-14 with 10 seconds left. Raiders quarterback Ken Stabler was about to be sacked when he dropped the ball and deliberately flicked it towards the Chargers' goal line. The Raiders' Pete Banaszak recovered the ball and deliberately dropped it and batted it to the Chargers 5. And there, Casper deliberately kicked it into the end zone and recovered for the tying touchdown. The Raiders won 21-20 after the PAT, and as a result, the NFL changed its rule, making it illegal for the teammate of a ball carrier to advance a fumble on fourth down or in the last 2 minutes.
Tony, I love that Ken Stabler went 30 years denying that this was an intentional thing that he had done, fumbling the ball, and then suddenly just admitted it to NFL Films 1 year. I just want to point this out also about Casper. Like, the first two guys, I think they had a plan, they had a strategy. That dude watching that video clearly was just trying to get onto that ball at any means possible. Like, I don't think there was much strategy or intention from him in particular.
Happy anniversary, Seattle Seahawks. On this day 8 years ago, the Seahawks took a 36-0 lead deep into the third quarter and crushed the Broncos 43-8 in the Super Bowl. At that point, Seattle appeared poised for a dynasty with their Legion of Boom defense and their great young quarterback, Russell Wilson. And at that point, Peyton Manning, who had come to the Broncos from the Colts, looked done. The next year, Seattle went back to the Super Bowl and was about to score the winning touchdown and beat New England, when instead of handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch, Seattle called a pass. Malcolm Butler intercepted it at the goal line and the Patriots won instead. The year after that, Manning got the Broncos back to the Super Bowl, and this time they won. Manning retired with his second Super Bowl and is now on television somewhere in this country every single night. And the Seahawks have come to the end of their run. They were 7-10 this season, and again there is talk about Wilson playing elsewhere.
Tony, Peyton Manning is the greatest athlete actor of all time. He was on SNL doing Weekend Update, was incredible. You know who's not, though? Russell Wilson. Can we just have him say out loud that he wants to be traded? Every year he does the stomping the feet thing, I'm gonna leave this house. And then we have to like piece together all of these signs. Just tell us, man. We know you wanna say it.
Happy trails, Brandon Ingram. The Pelican star was ejected in the final minutes of last night's win over Detroit when he blocked Frank Jackson's shot at the rim, then stood over Jackson, screaming in his face. That taunting earned Ingram his second technical and got him tossed. There is a backstory. Ingram and Jackson were teammates at Duke and also teammates in New Orleans. They're good pals. Both Ingram and Jackson were laughing at the shouting and the taunting, but nobody told the refs it was all in good fun. Ingram said later, quote, "I thought Jackson was going to tell the refs we were homies. He didn't tell them," unquote. So Jackson gets the last laugh.
Tony, it's a dynamic I am very familiar with at the beginning of every PTI that we do together. After the show, I have to tell my mom, no, Tony actually likes me. He's just bullying me on national television in front of a million people because that's his love language. So, yeah, I get you, Frank Jackson. I get you.
Going to this, you know, going back to this, how could you think that you were not going to get a taunting technical? How could you think that?
Yes,
of course you're going to get a taunting technical. It's your fault that it was your second and you got thumbed. Let's go to the big finish. The Suns beat the Nets for their 11th win in a row. Is that a big deal?
I mean, it was a road game, so Kyrie played, but Durant didn't, so meh. Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin, meanwhile, is worried that under NIL, top college players will simply go to schools offering the most money. Is that a fair concern?
Unlike Wilbon, I like Lane Kiffin. I think that he's quite a good coach. It seems to me that he has a variety of things he can do here. He can leave Ole Miss and go to a school with more money if he wants, or he can call up Eli Manning and say, how about some of the money you're making lately from ESPN? Why don't you give it to me so I can give it to some players here? 8 days before the trade deadline, still no movement on Ben Simmons. You're a Sixers guy, you think they'll trade him?
I don't think they will, Tony. Ben Simmons, number one, again, has paid $19 million in fines to not be coached by Doc Rivers. And now here we have Daryl Morey, the ultimate long-term chess player, saying, I might get James Harden in free agency. Why do I need to give up this guy in the present tense? But now Binghamton is playing at Stony Brook tonight. So who you got?
I got Binghamton, okay? Binghamton is my school. I hate Stony Brook. They're leaving for the Colonial Athletic Association in good riddance, but I concede that Stony Brook is a good team. I still have Binghamton, my school. Last one, the Winter Olympics are already underway. I can tell you're excited.
I am as excited as I am morally compromised, Tony, yes.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Pablo Torre. Please check out ESPN Daily wherever you get good podcasts. And now here is SportsCenter.
Let me talk to your mom directly. I love the kid.
Please.
I do.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.